Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. 3 months after Jared Diskus marries Angie Diaz, just 21, she suddenly stops responding to calls and texts from family. Houston cops agree to a welfare check. In the couple's bedroom, they find Angie lying in a pool of blood, decapitated, stab wounds to her back, her head found in the shower. Diskus admitting he killed Diaz in a jealous fit.
Nancy, authorities say that Diskus used a kitchen knife in the attack on his bride. Diskus was found at the scene where he confessed to the murder. Cops were reportedly called to the property several times for domestic violence issues before the murder. In court, Diskus's mental health was called into question, but he was deemed competent to stand trial.
Jared Diskus, 23, takes a plea deal for 40 years in prison for the murder of bride Angie Diaz. Anthony Edlin gets in an argument with his mom, Denise Kamadeka, while she cooks dinner at their home. The son, Edlin, escalates, grabbing his mom's pan of spaghetti sauce and dumping it over her head. He runs from the home while mom calls police. Officers find Edlin hiding in the bushes. He's quickly handcuffed. Anthony Edlin, the son, 41, now charged with domestic battery and resisting arrest. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Ohio, Chad Dorman has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the shooting deaths of his three young sons at their home last year. With more, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
The 33-year-old Dorman received three consecutive life terms for the murders of 7-year-old Clayton Dorman, 4-year-old Hunter Dorman, and 3-year-old Chase Dorman. Additionally, he was sentenced to 16 years for injuring his former wife and his stepdaughter. A Clermont County judge handed down the sentence for Dorman after he pleaded guilty to aggravated murder and felonious assault charges. Originally, prosecutor Mark Tecolvi intended to seek the death penalty for the June 15, 2023 killings in Monroe Township, located about 75 miles west of Columbus. However, Tecolvi cited the ongoing trauma experienced by the surviving family members as a reason for not pursuing the death penalty. Dorman was apprehended at the scene, found sitting on the stoop of his home. Authorities reported that he had admitted to planning the killings and had chased down one of his sons in a field as the child tried to escape. The defense argued that Dorman was struggling with severe mental illness. In court, Laura Dorman, the children's mother and Dorman's ex-wife, delivered an emotional statement through a prosecutor, expressing her profound grief and loss. She said, quote, "My life has been ripped away from me and destroyed," then described her ongoing anguish and the love she still holds for her children. Following the sentencing, Laura Dorman stated she was in full agreement with the resolution, acknowledging that no punishment could bring her boys back, but expressing relief that Dorman will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Laura Dorman expressed gratitude to prosecutors and first responders and requested privacy for her family as they continue to grieve.
Laura Dorman also asked the public to remember her children as they were before the tragic events of that day. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has overturned a plea agreement for the accused mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks and two other defendants, reinstating them as death penalty cases. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The decision comes just days after a military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced that retired Brigadier General Susan Escalier, the official overseeing the war court, had approved plea deals for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his accused accomplices, Walid bin Attash and Mustafa al-Hassawi. These deals would have seen the defendants serve life sentences at most, according to letters sent to the families of nearly 3,000 victims of the al-Qaeda attacks. In his order, Secretary Austin stated that, in light of the significance of the decision, he had determined that the authority to accept the plea agreements was his alone, thereby nullifying Escalier's approval. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, described by U.S. officials as the principal architect of the attacks, along with bin Attash and al-Hassawi, were expected to formally enter their pleas under the now nullified agreement as early as this week. A fourth defendant in the 9/11 case at Guantanamo Bay is still negotiating a possible plea agreement. The fifth defendant was deemed mentally unfit to stand trial last year by a military medical panel, which cited post-traumatic stress disorder and psychosis linked to his torture and solitary confinement during 4 years in CIA custody before his transfer to Guantanamo.
This latest decision by Secretary Austin underscores the ongoing complexities and challenges in seeking justice for one of the darkest days in American history.
Thanks, John. Brennan McGinnis, 24, reported missing when he doesn't show up to his night job in Glen Burnie, Maryland. Neighbors say he was at home earlier that day and nothing seemed unusual. His car, phone, wallet, and keys missing from home. The day he disappears, $200 withdrawn from his bank account, his phone last pings at the Marley Station Mall. 2 weeks later, his Hyundai Accent found abandoned near Page, Arizona, over 2,000 miles away. The car did not have a license plate and low on gas. Cops believe the car parked there for at least 5 days. Searches of the area turn up nothing. Brennan, 5'11", 190 pounds, long brown hair, blue eyes, usually a full beard. Last seen wearing a blue hoodie, jeans, black shoes. If you have info on Brennan McGinnis, now missing 8 months, call Coconino County, Arizona Sheriff's 928-774-4523. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.